Authorities in Greece have the country's Muslim community under close surveillance. They're guarding against the possibility of a terrorist attack. The Olympic Games begin 2 weeks from now in Athens, and NPR's Sylvia Poggioli is there.
Athens' Muslim immigrant community developed over the last decade, and there are an estimated 100,000 Muslims here. Many live near the Central Market. This is a rundown neighborhood of narrow, winding streets that has not received the Olympic facelift treatment. Greek authorities do not consider this community particularly radical. Many local Muslims gather at a makeshift neighborhood prayer hall. It's on the second floor of an eight-story building. Each floor hosts a different immigrant group. Karim Rizal, a 45-year-old Bangladeshi, says he's in favor of the games.
I tell you one thing is that for Olympic Games, we Muslims, we expect it to be finished in a peaceful way. We support it. And we want to enjoy the games, and we like to see the games. Who says that this Olympic is not allowed for the Muslims?
Firebrand Mehmet Imam, a Greek of ethnic Turkish origin, says so. He's the president of a Muslim support group called Filotita. The group issued a document urging a Muslim boycott of the Olympic Games until the wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Palestine are over. Imam told an audience he even considers participating Muslim athletes traitors. They are enemies, he says. They are enemies of their own Muslim communities and those who are suffering in the wars. It's statements like that that have led to stepped-up surveillance. The men at the prayer hall say that plainclothes policemen have been closely monitoring the neighborhood, but they don't complain about harassment. Greece has no troops in Iraq and has long had good relations with Arab countries. Nikos Kostandaras, editor-in-chief of the English-language daily Katimerini, will not categorically rule out the existence of a terrorist sleeper cell, but he says it's a remote danger.
There isn't such a large established Muslim community in the Athens area that will have so many disaffected and perhaps revolutionary, idealistic young people inside it who could become organized and make plans and conspire in a way that would be unseen.
However, Muslims in Greece have one collective complaint that has caused tension with the Greek government. They want recognition of their religious presence with the construction of an official mosque. Karim Rezaul and his friends are tired of promises.
15 years until yet, they told the Muslim people, we will build a mosque here, but you're
still not it.
Yeah, I think
they give us hope to make something for mosque for us, for Muslim people, but they did not make anything. This is not an original mosque.
400 years of Muslim Ottoman domination has left a bitter memory, and due to pressure from the Greek Orthodox Church, Athens is the only European Union capital without an official mosque. Many security experts are convinced that is counterproductive. As part of the Olympic security operation, it would be much easier, experts say, to monitor the Muslim community in one central mosque rather than in the dozens of underground prayer halls. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News.